Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, if you are on TikTok, you got some good news yesterday.
You're welcome.
Yes. How'd you know?
I was listening to you.
I'm on the talk. I'm on the TikTok
chat. Is Trump actually on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, he is.
Well, I heard that maybe the people that he's with like TikTok because he can address young voters on
TikTok. Does that piss off Truth Social, you think? Like, oh, man.
I'm surprised he hasn't found a way to integrate him together.
One of our competitors. Ooh. That could be interesting. I still won't get on there, though. If they said, if they limit, like, hey, you can only be on, like, 2 or 3 social media platforms, I will gladly give my ex back.
Yeah, ex is kind of getting, like, I've seen Bonnie Blue, like, enough here lately. Donald Trump is on, he's got 15 million followers on TikTok.
So, here's the deal. I mean, before, Trump wasn't too keen on TikTok, but then he realized how many people are on it and how he can reach younger voters on TikTok.
Well, he can't run again, though.
Well,
when was his last post?
Running prior to that.
Yeah.
So.
November of 2024 was his last post.
Oh, come on, Don.
Okay, so.
It's GED day, Donald.
I used it.
So, look, you have to, I guess.
I want to see. I mean, he could do the dances on there and, like, really spiff them up real nice, you know?
Yeah.
He could drop the towel and disappear in front of the White House dog and go and run and jump on Lincoln's bed but didn't disappear.
Oh,
all
these
fun things. And Melania can dance
Melania
together.
Can have the sad face.
He's wearing a vest with Brett Favre in Wisconsin last year, holding a football.
Oh, wow. That's the one you want to be the last one you do is with Brett Favre.
Okay. Favre's not as tall as Trump. I mean, Trump's, what, 6'3"?
What is he wearing there, Trump?
It was like an orange vest. Oh, there it is.
Oh.
In Wisconsin with Brett Favre.
Welcome to ice.
I wear this so I don't get hit by a car.
There he is. I'm going to give you this football, Trump. I'm Brett Favre. Look at me.
Can you get him to take my name off him list?
See, I wonder about Trump and, like, how he works on social media. Is he, like, the rest of us taking a dump on his phone, scrolling videos?
I don't do it on my phone anymore.
You don't?
No.
Is Barron sending him videos? Is he in a group with, you know, Eric, Don Jr., and Barron, and they're all swapping videos back and forth?
Well, Barron probably does all the stuff on TikTok for Dad.
I was going to say, I doubt that.
Yeah, he's got his own thing going, right?
Yeah, like I would like to really know who does. Like, it'd be something nice to. And clearly, like, Ric Flair is Ric Flair on social media. That's Ric Flair. There ain't no question.
Okay.
Around and around and around.
Trumps are usually, you hear the same cadence, like they're written by the same person.
Yeah, so it's probably
definitely got the tone of being Donald, but uh-huh. I can't imagine he's got the time.
I don't imagine Trump hands his phone to anybody to tweet or something, so he's just like, show me how to do it. How do you do this?
I want to do it.
Okay.
Barron,
get down to my office.
Can't touch the phone. Leave it alone.
So the government announced...
Caroline Leavitt, show me how to do it.
The password's my eyeballs. You can't open it anyway. A
pending deal. And it's currently owned by the Chinese company ByteDance.
ByteDance.
And they didn't say who's buying it, but insiders think Oracle founder Larry Ellison is involved. So we don't know the whole thing, but... The premise was that a company had to be owned in the U.S.
See, we used to have these weird laws that we would not police our own people, but yet we would work around. I'm talking about the government when I say we. Mm-hmm. They would work around it by working with other countries that they kind of allowed to do it, but they would share the intelligence with us. But this is one. I mean, I realize TikTok's for a lot of people fun and you love it and all that stuff, but it's really just an information grab. And I feel like now with it coming here, it's like we're like openly admitting we got the information now. We being the government.
That's
they
why
got all the information, all the geo mapping, all that.
I think that's why some people passed on buying it, like Bill Gates and others, because they didn't want to be accused of, well, you know, you have all this, you know, information and technology.
Well, the new ban was supposed to take effect this Friday, but hopefully with this deal that they said that the framework is in place, it could be finalized by the end of the week.
Yeah, but then you got to trust them. Okay, like you don't have this information anymore, do you?
Yeah, are they buying like the present form of it, or do they get all the, you know, like when Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace, he was buying all that.
Yep.
To ruin it.
No, it was already ruined. It's just buying all the information, all the... It was basically the predecessor of AI. Like, it really, like... That's where I think TikTok, with the full body dancing and stuff, it's literally just mapping out the future of AI or whatever, where they need that. And then the Pokemon Go was a way to go geo-map parts of the country they couldn't get Google cars to. Yep. It's literally what that was.
Oh, that's
was
smart.
They still play it. Like, still popular.
Yeah.
People. I know people that still do it.
Nerds. So.
Nerds.
Children.
Oh. Well, kids can
swing
be
snippers, probably.
Probably so.
No.
There's a swing snipper Pokemon. He's got a bald head and a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think Squirtle did? She was a mess.
I got a Snorlax and a swing snipper. I'll trade you for a Charmander.
That doesn't sound good, does it?
I got a Charizard.
I'll take the Charizard. I got a swing sniffer and I got a Pikachu.
Does anybody get a Flamin' Hot Cheeto? I was beside the 18-wheeler yesterday on 85. It scared the hell out of me. I looked over and saw that big orange leopard or whatever
Chester.
He is. He's a cheetah, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chester.
Chester the leopard? No.
I don't remember like what his voice was.
Hey, you want some Cheetos, man? Was it something like that?
Mm-hmm.
You want some Cheetos,
he
man?
He kind of had that, he's yeah. Very, like really he's cool. Like a jazz singer. Yeah, you want some Cheetos,
you want
man?
Some orange fingers that stink?
He was like that dog that hung out with Paula Abdul. Was that a dog?
God, that might have been him.
Was it the Cheeto?
It was me before I started eating orange chips, yeah.
They named this character clearly not in the 80s because you wouldn't have named a character Chester.
Oh, picture this, the commercial
had a
now.
A different name when I was a kid.
Commercial opens on two women in a car. She's like, I'm going to go get that puff. And then Chester pops up from the back. He says, yeah, you like my puffs?
You want it flaming hot?
You want a flaming hot puff? And she's like, oh, girl, no, don't you get that.
Who you calling a girl? I'm Chester. Chester Cheeto. Chester Cheetah.
This has been a joint venture between labia surgery and Cheetos. Enjoy your commercial.
Labia puffs. Scratch a sniff, Paige.
Swing sniffer. Pokemon. That's got to be a real one. I'm telling you, the ideas that come out of here. Yeah. I forget them when I leave, but they're good when they come out. There's chum.
Gary
man.
Vaynerchuk stole V Friends from us.
We're chum in the hole.
Yeah, he did. It was gross. I'm not part of that. Paige, take over.
All right. So, what do employees want the most from their bosses?
More money.
They want praise.
No, I thought you were going to say favors.
Well, Paige, I think plural form it's prayers.
Okay.
I want the finger and the thumb. How about that?
You want
I can't
that
take more than one finger.
It's tiny. Really?
Hey.
Look. He's talking about gagging himself so he'll throw off.
I'm not getting to
not me. The other end.
I don't agree
he's
with
He's in a binging and purging, but not himself.
God.
You know, I ain't making fun of that. That's a real bad thing.
Cannot.
Mess up the esophagus real bad.
It ruins your enamel. You can't get that back.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's why some of you with real white teeth, I can tell you don't have much enamel because it looks like kind of camouflaged.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Roman Reigns.
Like they bleached their teeth. Like, oh, yeah. Come on.
Well, 83% of U.S. employees say praise is more important than ever in the age of AI. They want to feel appreciated.
You know what we want,
don't
really?
We want to feel appreciated?
Is to not get questions out the door. Like, let me escape without reminding me what time it is.
Do they say, do you know what time it is? Come back here. Let's talk about the time.
I thought about that the other day. And you know what I want? What we should start doing the next day when we get here? Let's say it around 5:30. We call them, ask them where they are.
It's like the guy who goes to the police station and asks cop questions. The cops ask the people when they pull him over. He just walks up to a detective.
Why
says,
do you look nervous?
How you doing today?
Can I see your registration?
That's what you got, any ID on you? And the cop says, can I help you with anything?
Why are you videoing here? Because I'm a sovereign citizen.
Oh, yeah, that freaking argument. I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't recognize this nation or any other. I'm my own country.
Are you paying taxes on the YouTube earnings you're getting? I mean, come on.
I pulled up in traffic and I don't want to say his name, but he might sound a little something like this. He's like, hey, fatty, what are you doing?
He's not allowed to call you that unless Mark's out of town. Oh, he takes over that role.
Connect the Classics A to Z. Oh, Stone Man, of course.
He's great.
Rock 101. You should listen to him.
So,
but listen to Paige more.
That we take away, what do we want? We want praise. Even if it's AI.
I don't.
I still want the finger in the thumb.
Okay.
When you have to ask for it, it's not real. And then also, this is going to cut some people the wrong way.
Because winners have parties.
Funny you said that. Because when we have these company-wide parties that Fatboy never attends. Man. I saw him shaking his head like, don't mention it.
They do it when I'm asleep.
And,
at 10 o'clock at night.
And
flyer,
but they invite the everyone because you know it's that thing where everybody has to. There's no winners or losers. We're all winners,
right? Yeah.
But we're only winners because they lost, so they shouldn't be able to come to our party.
Oh,
it's like who lost the Super Bowl ain't in there squirting damn champagne everywhere.
Yeah, like you don't have the ball boy coming in and celebrating with, you know, the quarterback.
And I don't want to be in there getting all sloshed in front of them, making them feel bad because they suck and lost.
Oh, boy.
Hey, look, you know what? If nobody shows us our value, we have to find it for ourselves. You know what? They the twos. You know why? Because we the ones.
And that's what this business was built on, bullying the underlings.
It really was.
It happened to me coming up.
Sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You are hazed big time.
I'm even talking about, you know, like coming up in the business in the beginning.
Yeah. He's talking about when he was a ring boy with Pat Patterson.
Oh. Because there's somebody that used to suck you in the nether region all the time. And I thought
what?
That was kind of
weird. You said sock.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
I said sock.
What kind of hazing you're talking about?
All right, cut it out.
Stop.
You didn't get the good hazing.
You know, if this is it, what a way to go out.
I'm done.
We had a call where the woman couldn't hear what the other one was saying.
I never said the other.
No, we know.
And I thought that was weird that you did that to each other.
Yeah, that was...
Nobody tried to punch me there.
Well, like you were well hidden. Like you weren't hanging around.
Yeah, you know,
it was
odd times, baby. You know, I never participated in that. I thought that was the most G thing in the world, but some loved it.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those guys got headlines.
And I don't mean gratuitous either, or grandiose.
Gratitude.
Text in your favorite G word right now.
Gratitude, like you know, they charge gratitude on the bill.
That's a damn Disney movie.
That's why I say it like that because of Edgar Woodham.
Gratitude.
Gratitude and Walgreens.
Gratitude.
Why you put gratitude on the bill?
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That, well, you spoke to these people. Why don't you, you know, once again, they're all anonymous. And I feel like from now on, everyone on the show will be anonymous. I'd like to change my name to Anonymous Man right now.
Yeah.
All right. I would. Anonymous Boy. And
I don't know if you're going to believe it.
There's only one page.
There is only one.
Yeah. I'm not going to believe what?
I don't know if you're going to believe what she wants to talk about.
Oh, gee, I wonder. Yeah. But that's fine. Good morning, Anonymous Female.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me get on with y'all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're very welcome. Hold on a minute. Let me get into... I have kind to get a
shift gears a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, why? No, we're not talking about that?
No, it's not about that.
Okay. Well, good. Sorry, I didn't see your note. It says you're in a little bit of a bind right now. What? Tell us about the bind. What is going on? And good morning to you as well, if you said that. I think you did. Sorry, my goose is cooked. I'm just like, one thing I might not do the rest of the show is read texts, because those are just biting.
They're going to put you in a way.
Yeah, they do. But I'm not going to say I'm not, because people won't then. So, I'm glad you called, though. You doing all right? You're laughing a little bit, so hopefully that's a good sign.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just a little nervous even talking about this out loud, but I don't know. I figured maybe somebody's been through something similar. I don't know.
All right. What is it? Lay it out. What's going on?
Okay. Well, I heard the guy's call the other day where he and his wife's savings to buy Georgia football tickets because she was really saving for a boob job.
Yeah.
I heard that. Had a similar somewhat, and I don't know, I thought I'd call to run by my situation.
Well, you know what's crazy about that is that guy was happy about his tickets. We still don't know, though, if he ever told his wife about what happened.
I can't get him.
But you've what happened? What did you take his man cave money to go back to 30? I mean, what'd you do? Something similar going on with you.
Yeah, close, but okay. So a little while back, I told my parents I wanted to get LASIK eye surgery, and I've had trouble seeing for like the last few years, and I've always been dealt with glasses, contacts, whatever. So I told them I was ready to finally fix it.
Yeah. And
God, you know what? I know two or three people that had that done. That is rough, rough surgery. Because the worst part of it, like, we take this, another thing you take for granted, like the natural gloss of your eyes. Like, your eyes can't get wet for like 2 weeks. And then,
like, you gotta hold them open.
They all say, it's worth it. You got to do it. So, yeah, they say it's all worth it afterwards. They swear by it.
Yeah, I've heard stories too, and I told them, and they were all for it. I told them it was expensive, and they ended up giving me half of the money because I told them I already had the other half saved for the surgery.
Half?
Wow, that's great.
I mean, it's good. They could pony up the money for you, but I'm sure it's like thousands of bucks, probably.
It's really a lot of money, but here's the problem. LASIK was never the plan. I actually was saving for a boob job.
Oh,
okay. I'm in my mind thinking, what is similar to that? So, wow. So you told them that it was for your eyes, which oddly enough, when you get your boobs, are gonna be like, my eyes are up here. But you're planning on putting that money into your chest, for lack of a better term.
Exactly. And at the time, I thought I could just do it and maybe they'd never really know. But now I'm having second thoughts.
What happened to you?
Mom would notice before dad. Let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The way women know. I mean, no offense to women out there. I don't want to divide us further.
You would know.
Like, well, why?
I mean, I don't know. If my dad found out I spent their money on fake boobs, I really think he'd never talk to me again.
Wow. He's that old school about it?
Totally. I know he would be awkward around me knowing that I had that done. Plus, he's like worked hard for everything he's ever had, and he's proud of that. So in his mind, using his money for something cosmetic and lying about it, that would just, I don't know, that would just probably cut
but
deep.
How would you, again, I'm not going to ask. You brought your boobs up, not me, but I'm not going to ask what sizes we're going to, but how would you hide that? You can't walk in with a brand new chest and think no one's going to notice, right? Point.
I know, and that's what's killing me. There's no hiding it. I'd be walking around with it right in front of him, and I'd feel guilty every time he looked at me.
God, I want to ask you something so personal
I did too. I thought of like a side question. You wouldn't even have to go that much bigger. I mean, people are going to notice, but if you have like but they're going to notice because you have like a new glow, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah, it goes back to earlier, like the glow jobs.
Like right. Excitement.
Boyfriend glowing or whatever you called it.
How many sizes are you going up?
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Maybe I wanted to go, honestly, like a couple sizes up if I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. And then I've got this boyfriend.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay. All right. I was going to ask if there's a... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he knows that I've been planning on it, and he's already been hyping it up. Like, at this point, I feel like he might be more excited than I am. So now I'm wondering if I'm even doing this for myself, or if I'm just doing it for him, and now I, like, don't want to disappoint him. I don't know.
What a mess.
There's so many different things here, and I have to be respectful. Like, you know, I want to ask you how big your mom's boobs are. Then you got your dad on one side who... It sounds like you're saying you might flip out. You
probably.
Got your boyfriend on the other side. Who knows if this is a forever kind of thing, if he's going to put that ring on it one day. But, you know, and the boyfriend's expecting this. So you're literally right in the middle. And now you don't know if you really want him.
And you still have to go under the knife and have surgery. So you it's need.
They do them in your belly button.
Now. The ear dropping.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You still got to recover.
They took my tonsils out with Wi-Fi.
I'm just in this middle feeling guilty. I even thought, like, I don't know if I should just give the money back and no questions asked, or do I tell the truth and risk, like, blowing all of this up, or do I just go through with it, keep quiet, and hope they never find out?
How much wiggle room do you have? You see them a lot?
That's personal question.
Like, is there any way you could pull this off in any kind of time frame? You see them every day, like, you know, that type of situation.
Yeah, no, I don't see them every day, but I'm planning to see them pretty soon, actually. I'm flying out to visit them in a couple weeks.
I could tell you've one from around here. I could just, I mean, you know, I could just, see. Go ahead. You're going to see them soon.
That's why this has been eating at me. Should I just say it to their face then, or will that make things worse?
I think honesty is always the best policy with your parents.
Well, I mean, she's also, you got to think karma too. Like, I don't know if you really have problems with your eyes or if that's something you made up, but either way, like, careful. That's a big weight on your shoulders right now. No, I mean, that's not any pun intended. It'd be more on your chest.
I would give the money back to your parents and have your boyfriend pay for your boobs.
It's not a bad idea.
Come on, but what? But what if? There again, I know that it, you know, your boyfriend seems like Mr. Forever right now, but like, think about that. If he paid for them, and then you're kind of thinking maybe they're for him, and then y'all break up. I mean, you go and think about, like, them's his boobs.
She can't
that's
get
weird.
The boobs back.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like,
yours now.
You probably lay in there. I don't know if you live with him or not, but that's probably got to keep you up at night. I would
true.
Assume.
No, it is keeping me up at night, honestly. I just don't want to disappoint anyone on either side, and I feel like I already have.
I mean, somebody's not going to be happy about it, but your boyfriend's going to be mad for the wrong reasons. So, I mean, you probably got his hopes up a little bit.
Yeah, how did that, like, come up? I mean, did he, like, you know, it's this weird thing where, you know, he liked you when you first got together, and I'm sure probably by now you two have seen each other nude, maybe have laid down together and made love a lot. Maybe you had an extra partner involved like Paige does. I don't know, but whatever the case may be.
All the time.
Like, did you feel this need for them, or did he say, boy, you know, I'd really like more to grab up there or something?
See, that would hurt my feelings.
I initially brought it up, but then he really was way more into it than I thought. So I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. That's what made the dam break. You're supposed to put your finger in the dike.
Here's my question. I'm sorry to put this visual in your head, but you know how, like, when girls get boobs, other girls want to, like, see them and touch them? Like, is your mom going to kind of want to do the same thing?
No.
You know how?
Maybe. I think that, honestly, maybe. Probably.
Anonymous, can I ask you that question I wanted to ask you earlier that I shied away from?
What?
That's
not a yes or no. That's not a yes or no. That's a what.
Mine was perverted.
So
borderline.
The question is,
what was it?
Okay, two questions. Are you an only child, or do you have a sister? And then what, is your mother very ample up there?
Oh, I was wondering that.
I am an only child, and I would say a little, like, pretty ample. Yeah, that just didn't get passed down to me.
See, when I hear ample, it tells me, like, a big B, small C.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say probably more C, close to D.
Whoa, gosh.
That's hard to tell these days.
What is ample? I know, like, a B
perfect.
Is an A now, and they don't give Fs anymore in school.
No.
If you watch the news, I disagree.
I wish I was her. You should keep what you have naturally.
No, you don't.
Hurt.
Look, Anonymous, Paige is stacked. She's got, like, some whoppers.
I mean, just be happy with what God gave you.
But she's had him her whole life, and she hates him. They kept her from being a ballerina.
But, well, that's true. But she also, I think, says that in a way of, I'm not showing off, like, to women that see them and covet her big breasts. She's like, look, I don't even want
them. I think she looks at him in the mirror and is like, oh, my God, look at these.
Like, oh, my God, no.
Look at these big jacks.
And for you saying that that women always want to look at other people's breasts. If they get them, I have never asked a friend of mine, because I have friends that have had implants or whatever put in, and I've never asked them, oh, I want to see it.
Because you know it's not going to top what you got going on.
Dude, we've
that
had.
That's so weird.
We've had events where the husband will say,
yeah,
I remember
strange.
One specific that Fat Boy was there, which is rare. And the guy says, my wife just got her boobs done. And like, that's cool. Because he's running around his wife. He's like, come here, Carla. I made up the name. Come here, Carla. You want to touch him? That's what he said to us.
Yep.
And we're in a restaurant style bar or whatever.
No,
he's like,
y'all
want to touch him?
What are we supposed to say? No?
And you're supposed to say, I don't want to touch your wife's breast.
She didn't say a word. She just went like,
okay.
I'm like, I ain't touching your.
That's so
this is a trap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, live from the HomeLob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, you famous son of a bitch, born on September 16th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Go ahead, Paige. Come on.
Suck it.
We got a big list today.
Thank you.
Start with these. Well, this fella. You got three guesses. Yeah.
Bieber?
It's the Jonas brother, but which one?
The whale.
I'm not good at that.
God, Joe.
Not Joe.
I don't know the other ones. Matt?
It's not Kevin.
Kevin Jonas?
He's the one that has the weird name.
Matt?
Yeah.
No. It is Nick Jonas's birthday.
Nick. Oh, Nick Jonas.
The front man.
Nicholas.
The most famous Jonas.
Be nice.
The one that had him all snail trailing about 15 years ago. He probably still does.
Yeah, he's cute.
Is he the one that always winces when he looks at the screen, like the camera?
Oh!
Kind of that John Black Days of Our Lives kind of?
Yeah, a little bit, because I don't know if he really...
He started off as a Christian singer, right?
They did, but okay. I mean, come on.
Why do you squint your eyes and have your teeth go bucked?
I do Middays of Our
Lives. I don't know if he sings or if he just kind of does that thing. Or it's like a mild whine, I guess. I don't know. Women love him.
Women talk like that. You know what I mean? Hey,
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Nick Jonas?
Oh, yes. So let's say I'm going to go, and then this is for Jackie Robinson. I'm going to go 42.
I still have a great Halloween outfit, Jackie 40. Lee Robinson. Nick Jonas is 33 years old today.
God. Jackie Robinson Crew. That'd be interesting.
Crusoe.
We'll what about if your rowdy Roddy Carew? Is that something you could do there?
Oh, yeah, you could.
A Jewish black man wearing a skirt?
Stan Usual Suspects, making a movie.
Oh, my God.
Just getting into some odd territory.
I'm blowing up like a geyser. Call me Soze.
This is the SNL theme song to come back in October, but it's not a current cast member. She was also in Parks and Rec. She was in a movie called Inside's Out.
Blonde.
Amy.
Yep. Amy. Oh.
Yep. Amy Poehler.
Poehler.
Yep. It's her birthday. Never was a big fan, really. I don't like her and Tina Fey together.
No.
I like them separate. Like, we get it. You know, you
don't like them together, but separate?
It's a little annoying.
I agree
together.
With that. They get on that
They get really cute.
Now, I don't like Gail and Oprah together or separate, but it's kind of that thing where they just kind of become each other, and they're never like their real selves. They just start playing up to. And the third one they get involved is Maya Rudolph.
Oh, yeah, she does. Yeah. Maya Rudolph.
I like her.
I like her.
The three of them together, though, they just become this like holy trinity of not fun.
And look, girls are girls from. From the beginning to the end.
Yeah, that's like three dudes together.
Just, when the girls get together, you know, they're giggling. They're, you know, doing it's their girl fun. Thing. It's too much annoying energy.
It's too much positivity.
You all dressed alike, too. That's one thing about the guys like that we don't have in common.
Yeah, definitely.
You get ready for freaking orange leather boots and big-ass hats. You know, Lainey Wilson, I'm talking to you.
We can do a fat boy day and everybody wear shorts.
Why do you attack him on that? You're literally.
I know, look at you. I don't say about you holding the microphone.
Straight jackets on your arms.
I think it's wonderful. I said I would participate in wearing shorts one day, but I would get cold.
Well, guess what? I wear thongs in here and nothing else. So let's get you to participate.
If Amy was in the men and women, would she be bipolar? I will say she is 48.
52.
Oh, Paige is closer. 54.
Dang.
For Amy Poehler.
Dang. I know more than you.
Get ready to dance.
Not really.
You ready to dance?
Oh yeah.
He was young girl.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Stop it with that.
He was a bad guy in Man on Fire, but you don't find out till the very end.
Denzel.
Denzel was in that movie, but it's Mark Anthony's birthday. It's his song.
Oh.
Ex J Lo husband.
Beard.
He's not nice.
I didn't say I haven't heard anything about him. Any. He wasn't nice in that movie. You know, he killed himself in the end. Denzel made him kill him. So, or he was going to kill him. I hate to spoil the Man on Fire for you, but it's a real good movie.
Well, I mean, if you've heard the song by Johnny Cash.
56.
60.
Mark Anthony is 57 years old today. Let's go back to SNL. There's another SNL character's birthday.
Chris Rock.
No, not Chris Rock. She was a superstar.
Oh, what's her name? Army. Armpit.
Smell armpits. Yeah. Initials.
MS.
Molly Shannon.
It is Molly Shannon's birthday. I was never really a big fan, to be honest with you. I love that show.
I thought she was funny.
Funny is just like she didn't hit with me for some reason. So now, Sweaty Balls, that was funny.
But that other lady kind of made that because of the way she would kind of,
that's,
you know.
That's kind of funny.
She's the one that played, she smokes weed, Snoop Dogg, and cooks all the time.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah. She played her.
She's funny.
Who's this fella offering me marijuana?
You're right. Outside of I'm 50, she had no memorable characters, really. You have to have one defining memorable character.
I couldn't get into her energy. It was a real over the top, kind of too physical.
Well, happy birthday to you. We don't like you.
No one bad happened to you.
I'm going to go, the number 60 is in my mind. 60.
All
right. 61. She is 61 years old. Paige nailed it. Let's get off SNL and go to this fella right here.
Who's her? Roger Maris.
A big smart ass on Twitter, but funny.
He's a smart ass.
Tim Looper.
He's not the one I was thinking of.
He's not mean. What do you mean smart ass?
He's going to change his name to Ramyun Brotherson.
The soy sauce blue Ramyun.
Richard Marx is who we're talking about.
Oh, I didn't know he was a...
Oh, he's funny though. Like he's on TikTok and Twitter. And he's like, if you don't know who I am, ask your mom.
That's legit. Like he's again, we do this and we talk about not doing it, but he's very vocal. The other opposite of the right.
I think he might be.
Yeah. He's like their Chuck Woolery.
I know he still sounds great.
Chuck is wild.
Like he'll
I think
sing.
Chuck's dead now.
Well, he was wild.
He is dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
He was wild.
Richard Marx will sing off the cuff, and it sounds great. Like, he sounds good still.
I love that.
Paige, you know a lot about Dick Marx. What would you guess?
His brother's kid.
I know very little about Dick Marx lately.
Yeah.
I'll have to say 63.
I'm going to go 64 for Eazy-E's Impala.
Richard Marx is 62 years old today. This one here might surprise you.
You know, I won't leave today unless I get one right.
I don't think you're going to get this one right. I don't think you're going to get it.
Jack Nicholson.
This is the theme song to Chucky, Child's Play. She was in Chucky.
This is Shining.
No, it's Child's Play.
Mm-mm.
promise.
I mean, I labeled it when I put it in.
Well, you mislabeled it. You did best.
It's impossible. Unless somebody was showing me a video on their phone, then possibly I might have mislabeled it.
You should put your sign in timeout when you get home.
It is Jennifer Tilly's birthday.
Jennifer Tilly.
Tilly, Tilly.
Guys, you're both wrong. This is Undertaker's theme song. I went to Graffney with him.
This is my first theme song.
So where were we at 64 the last time?
Richard Marks is 62.
Oh, 62.
And Jennifer Tilly.
Oh,
She is
with Phil Locke for a little bit, the poker player.
Okay, that's what I was trying to think of.
Really pretty.
Oh, yeah, she's big knockers.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. You're reading my
big
mind.
Big.
What am I going to guess, then?
Big and beautiful.
I think you're going to guess 67. I was going to guess 65.
Yeah.
I could tell by his reaction that was wrong, though, Paige. So I'd go a couple higher or lower.
Okay, then a couple, 67.
She is 67 years old. Don't look it either.
Well, you cheated for me. You told me to go a couple.
Beating ain't cheating or whatever they say.
You know, there's a female basketball player that I like a lot, and I've noticed she is not getting a lot of the ads like some of the other ones are getting. And I noticed she finally got her first one yesterday. And you know what it was?
What?
Tampons.
Good for her.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I know, but like, it's...
That's a
good I don't
want
to think about you like
so,
that.
Like, does it just mean all the other girls turned it down and you got stuck with it?
Is it bad that I think that's the situation if I pick them for fantasy and they have a bad night? Like, are you on a cycle? Honestly, that's what I'm thinking
well,
first.
Most women are on their period.
It seems
that
way.
A certain age.
Like, is it that bad? That maybe that should be revealed as an injury designation.
Dude, that is something I never,
you can
ever...
Take, I wouldn't play if I had cramps.
You hope you're not the home team. You know, they wear white, Paige.
Like, even Sophie's after, got cramps tonight.
Even after Labor Day. I want Sophie's leg brace.
You want to guess Mickey Rourke real quick? Rainy the Ram?
Yes. 73.
Oh, you nailed it. 73 years old. You guess Ed Begley Jr. right now, Paige. Guess him.
75.
77.
He is 76 years old. Happy heavenly birthday, Paige. B.B. King.
Oh, man.
Would have been 100 years old today.
Big Butt King.
The man who followed you everywhere, you said.
He said
I would follow you everywhere with a butt like that.
He said with legs.
Well,
I have
let's
a butt.
Go. I like
we
the butt.
Know, we know I don't have butt.
Peter Falk.
Got butt.
Don't.
No, you. Peter Falk would have been 98 years old today. Talk about freaking Columbo.
Yeah.
Lauren Bacall would have been 101 years old.
She was pretty.
And then freaking Robert Redford dies. They just they announced.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
It's not his birthday, is it? No.
No, but I found out he was in some Marvel movies, so he was doing that for a little bit.
Robert Redford?
Yeah, he was in a few Marvel movies.
What was he, like Tony Stark's daddy or something?
No, that was Roger Sterling.
Yes.
Freaking John Slattery. That's who that he was Stark's daddy.
You might be wrong on that, like you were the Shining
Star. No, I guarantee I'm not.
Shazam says you're stupid.
Roger Sterling Shazam. Is Tony Stark's daddy.
Not Shazam the character, Shazam the damn app.
Oh, okay.
Has Marvel not sued them for that? I mean, my God.
They should. Or freaking Sinbad. He was Shazam.
Kazam.
Was it Kazam? Who was Shazam?
Shaq.
Shaq was Shazam.
Yeah. One of them didn't exist. I don't remember which one. There's another one.
I will sue him about a company.
They keep changing it. What do you think the line's going to be? 4 score? I love that commercial. I really do. It shows like the only redeeming side of LeBron James.
That was me trying to do Shaq's or Kevin Hart's Shaq impersonation.
And it's good.
That's everything.
Like he, what a, and he may have, you know, been at some Diddy parties and stuff. I don't know. But like what? He seems like a fun dude.
Oof.
Diddy you know parties?
I don't know.
Oh.
I know I don't want to be involved in what could happen next. So.
What?
You know what? There are people that were at those parties that will not say. They'll say on an interview, but they won't legally like put their, like on the record, won't put their face to it.
Yeah.
But it's different in an interview somehow.
The great Cat Williams told us years ago who all was at those parties, and we all said it was just a little bit Cat Williams.
He being Cray.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about Terrence Crawford the other day. I forgot to mention. Macaulay Culkin posted a picture of his betting slip because he bet on the fight. He won $100.
Wow.
A little small bet from Home Alone.
What do you have to bet to win? What's the...
I think Terrence Crawford was like plus 140.
So he bet 100.
So he was the upset he won. Yeah.
He won 140.
I think he won 100. I forgot what he put down, though. Exactly.
That's why I'm not a good gambler.
I'm telling you, these days you don't know who to bet on.
No. And plus now, you mentioned that. Like, that's something I think is a literal question. Is there anyone in the building that knows sports? I would like to ask them.
But they're throwing dildos, betting on that. They're betting. Can we bet on the next Trinidad Rogel boat that gets bombed by a drone? I had to put some money on a couple of those.
I thought that was UFO.
Crap, we ain't went off there yet. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands tomorrow. Best Damn Audio. God bless America. It is good. Thank you.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.